Hi, Carrie for Res Life. Maybe for you, you're the one dealing with angry people, and to be honest, you just don't get it. Why so much anger? Why so much hate? Why so defensive? I get it. It can be hard to understand, but let me let you in on a little secret. We all get angry sometimes. It happens. But people who are always angry, and you can probably think of a couple, many times those people are actually dealing with a lot of hurt. Here's what I mean. My good friend Al, always angry. Not with me, of course. He thinks of us as brothers from another mother. Anyway, it is always something with him. And he was always the victim. Always angry. Honestly, he isn't someone you want to anger when he stands at least 6 feet tall and weighs at least 250 pounds. He looks like a giant, and he looks like he could squish you when he is angry. I never understood his anger until a few years ago. I would always try to help him reframe things, look at things from another perspective, or think of solutions instead of problems. All very good ways to curb your anger. But then one day, Al wasn't necessarily angry about his current circumstances as much as he was angry about his past. His dad had left him when he was young. His mom had all sorts of different guys in and out of the house. He felt like he didn't belong, so he got involved with gangs, and eventually that took him down some dark roads. He was angry about his past, the cards that he'd been dealt, and he kept himself angry because if he stayed angry, he wouldn't have to feel. Wouldn't have to feel the hurt and the pain of all those years he still hadn't dealt with. It's hard, but until he deals with his hurt from his past, he will probably always be angry. You can encourage people, point them in the right direction, but ultimately, it's up to them. 3 years later, and he is still angry. He feels that the world is against him, but I know that there is power in prayer, so I pray for him, for God to reveal truth in his life, and that God would send another man into his life to mentor him and lead him in this healing. When dealing with angry people, if they can't hear you, the best thing you can do for them is pray. As James 5:15 reminds us, prayers made in faith have a healing effect.